So today we want to talk about the new book that you have coming up. Congratulations on that. That's such
Thank
a huge
you.
deal to write a book. And I know this one is especially important to you. So if you just want to talk about just kind of give us an overview of what the book is about, and we can dive into specifics later, but just a pretty overview of, what this book is all about.
So it's called Out of the Dark, which is not to be confused by my album or podcast by the same name. The subtitle is My Journey Through the Shadows to Find God's Joy. And it, while it tells my story, it really focuses on my mental health, specifically for me, the depression that I seem to face more times than I would like to. And so it focuses on a couple of the stories where I realize, okay, this is a real issue for me, and just my journey through it. I say journey just because it's not like I have arrived. It is absolutely something I am continuing to walk through, and certain, pitfalls that I know I need to avoid so I don't go to when I was at my worst, which was around in 2016, where I contemplated taking my life. So I never want to go back to that. And I know a lot of people struggle with a similar thing. So I just wanted to write, my story in the hopes that it would encourage somebody else.
I would love for you to just talk a little bit about the importance of having this conversation, because I feel like maybe in the church world there's this tendency to not really want to talk about these hard topics like depression and anxiety and mental health, and it's sort of like this off topics or off, you don't talk about it. And so I would love for you to talk about maybe your experience with that, and maybe has there been people that have kind of said, this is not something that we really talk about, and how have you pushed back against that? And just the importance that you feel of having this conversation.
I think, and you hit it right on the head. I think in the body of Christ, it's not something, I think we're talking about it more these days, but it's not something we talk a lot about. But I think there are a lot of us that are struggling with it. And so I think it's important for us to talk about. And I at least when I read the Bible, I see a lot of people that I think had similar issues. Elijah went from, defeating the prophets of Baal and calling down fire from heaven. And then in the next moment, he's sitting by a tree and he says, I just want to die. And I think, this is a powerful man of God. And you see it in David and the Psalms that he wrote, where one minute he is talking about how horrible life is and how he wanted God to slay his enemies. Like he went through some difficult things. And then you see how he can turn it around and talk about how great God is and give him praise and glory and honor. And I think so often you see that word Selah, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it often denotes like a pause and reflection. And I think that is so important to get to that place of worship. I think you have to pause, you have to reflect. And for me, I'm finding how important it is to bring these things to God, to not hide them, and to also depend on community to help you walk through these things. I think, for someone like me, it's so easy for me to isolate and to try to do it by myself. But I think that's one of the biggest pitfalls. I think we are made for one another. We are the body, and I think we have to start talking about these things as the body.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. What are some things that maybe you wish the church or community had done for you or done better, maybe in showing up for you in that time? And or maybe just things that, if somebody who's listening to this knows somebody who's in a similar place right now, things that they can do to love them well through that.
Yeah, interestingly, I really feel like my community did everything right. If I would want to change anything, it's how I responded to them, because I didn't, essentially. I had so many people calling and texting and even coming to my house, and I shut them out when I was in the deepest dark. I wouldn't respond to them. And so from their perspective, maybe they thought it was falling on deaf ears, but it was not. As a matter of fact, the moment where I had the pills in my hand, it was the calls and the phone and the messages. It was that I knew people loved me, that I knew that I wasn't alone, that kept me from doing that. And so I guess I want people to know, especially if you're not somebody who wrestles with this type of issue, I think it's so important for people to know what you say in those little moments where somebody just out of the blue comes to your mind, reaching out to that person.
Yeah.
Checking on even your strong friends, the ones that always have a smile on their face, because I'm great at that. I know how to slap a smile on my face and pretend like everything is great.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for the people reaching out, I don't know that I would be here today. So I love that phrase that's going around, check on your strong friends, because you never know what somebody is going through, and you could be the one that God speaks through in order to get their attention.
Yeah, I love that. What would you say to somebody maybe who's in that place of they feel like they, you know, life has fallen apart, but they just keep slapping a smile on it and feeling like they have to have it all together?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we did in this book is we put discussion questions at the end of each chapter, because I really hope it's going to spark conversations. I think it's so important to talk about. And I don't know what everybody has as far as community in their lives, right. But I think if you've got somebody that you can reach out to, I think often we think, well, I don't want to bother that person, or I don't want to weigh them down or be a burden. I think I would say of all of my friends, they would say, no, burden me, like call me and let me know what's going on. I think people want to be there for one another. And then I would also say, I'm a big fan of counseling. I think so often we think we've got to do it ourselves, but just as you would turn to a doctor, you know, for a physical issue, turn to professionals who know how to walk people through things like this. My therapist has been just one of the biggest blessings in my life. So I want to encourage people to look into that as well.
Yeah, I love that. Such important things that I think people need to hear. So this book obviously was pretty vulnerable for you to write. It's a topic that's, you know, sometimes hard to talk about. Was there a specific part of the story or maybe a specific chapter that you just really struggled to write, knowing that it was going to be read by, you know, anybody and everybody who picked it up?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've talked really openly about a lot of the things that I have faced, including sexual abuse as a child. I've never spoken quite so openly about race. And as a Black woman in in the music, the industry that I'm in with contemporary Christian, there aren't a lot of people who look like me. You know, we put people in boxes and say, well, they're, you know, the Black gospel and over here is the CCM, but I'm the Black girl in CCM. So to talk so much about race, knowing how divisive of a topic it tends to be, and it's so politicized, I could only tell my experience in the hopes that maybe people will understand from my perspective. I'm a little bit nervous about that subject. And, you know, I do think, though, it's something we can't shy away from talking about in the church. I think it's used so much by the enemy to bring division. And I think once we finally start talking about it, I think that's when we're going to get the healing that I think so many of us desire.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that you didn't just get through this and say, okay, that was a chapter in my life, but you got through it and then turned around and became an advocate to talk about those things and to share those things to help other people. And another way that you're doing that is with this podcast. So do you just want to talk about the podcast for a minute and kind of tell people what they'll hear if they tune into that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's so funny. I have everything in my life is out of the dark. The album, the book, and this podcast is also called Out of the Dark, because those words just describe so perfectly what we're talking about. And I really wanted to talk about mental health issues in the body of Christ, because I really do think it's something we need to talk about more. So I am joined by a licensed professional counselor, Laura Williams, and we tackle these subjects that can be so taboo and have a stigma attached to them. But a lot of people are facing, including, you know, depression and anxiety and medication and the pandemic and how that's affecting our mental health and social media, you know, things that really on a practical level we should be talking about. And, you know, we may not even all agree about things, but I think the important thing is that we're talking about them, and we can get to our own conclusions, but we can't if we try to keep it all hidden. So we're bringing it out into the light this time.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. That's all I've got for you today, but thank you so much for talking about this stuff and sharing about your journey so honestly and so vulnerably. I know it's going to mean a lot to so many people.
Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate that.